It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We hope we have good audio volume now. We were on a landline last, or a cell phone last time, Deborah. You've got lots of things to say, so I'm not going to interfere. Get rolling, and we have lots of what I call terminally bad news, but it's important people understand it so they can start preparing for what's coming. And it's not future, it's now. It's a now thing. That's why I've changed it from New World Order to the now order of the world. How's that? Do you like that? Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Dr. Bill. And so for everyone that is listening, please go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube video channel. Absolutely watch our posted YouTubes. Certainly, I have a five-part YouTube video series that will lay out other aspects of the assaults and attacks upon all of us. Also, go to primarywater.org. Understand the truth about water. We are not running out of water. And why I'm saying this right now, Dr. Bill, is water is becoming a increasing attack. And I'm going to read you, all of you that are listening, now, just because I'm saying this came in my water bill here in Northern California, this is worldwide. This is a worldwide clampdown and tightening up of resources. And here, it's important to understand that we're facing massive water reduction. And I will be sending out an advisory. And for those of you that have not signed up on StopTheCrime.net, I would recommend that you go to the email blast out section and take a look at our advisories. We send out urgent information that everyone needs to know. So we will be sending out this water reduction advisory. It's a massive inventory on all waters, and it is a massive land theft. And this is what came in our water bill. It's a we are being instructed to report suspicious water activity. And again, it was a flyer in our water bill, and it says, if you see anything other than rainwater going down a storm drain, please report it. Really? And it's also written in Spanish as well, and it has phone numbers of all of the reporting agencies. And the name of the overall Luciferian Rothschild Rockefeller organization is called Storm Drains Connect, Streets to Creeks. And this is important, Streets to Creeks. We are being moved off our land because of any runoff that is going to be found coming from our lands. And what we're really witnessing, Dr. Bill, and I know you agree, is more government policies are creating violent conflict in our communities worldwide, and more discrimination in policies targeting individuals in our neighborhoods. The controllers have bullying programs. They're fully engaged, and they have expanded into the kind of chaos that we're seeing in our streets worldwide. We're seeing chaos in Portland, in Venezuela, in Hong Kong, in Puerto Rico, everywhere there's chaos. Chaos is expanding worldwide, and we can expect more conflict as resources are monitored and reduced. And they're turning neighbor against neighbor with intentional programs. So we just need to step aside from this tactic and not allow this. Don't respond that way, because water is renewable. In this instance, we are not running out. So I'm going to be tying this to some meetings that I attended last week here in Northern California. But I first want to read this out of our most recent newspaper, and then I'm going to talk about something that is horrifying. Here's what our current newspaper told us today in the paper. Here in Northern California, I am 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And PG&E, of course, many of you now know, they're a nefarious Rothschild LLC organization, runs all utilities worldwide. And so we have the perpetrators of the fires and the perpetrators of the crimes manning the response to all of this chaos. So here's the newspaper article. What readers can expect from the PD, that's the Press Democrat. To our readers, to reduce the risk of wildfire, PG&E is prepared to initiate public safety power shutdowns based on weather conditions, particularly high winds. I'm going to pause. We have, prior to fires, heavy, heavy chemtrail days because they're expanding the level of combustible heavy metals that are being dumped on us. So every time before we have had our catastrophic fires, we have been heavily, heavily chemtrailed for days prior, during the fires, and after the fires. We're heavily chemtrailed during the fires, so it intentionally holds the toxins down low, and the added benefit is that the toxins cause health damage as well. So I'm going to continue with this article. So it says, based on weather conditions, particularly high winds, as previously reported by our staff at the paper, Sonoma County has more customers with a high probability of having their power shut down than any other county in California. This is really? My county. We're being told that our power is going to be shut down more frequently, and we're going to talk about that more in a moment.
Right.
It says these events could last 4 days, for many days, and affect a large portion of our communities.
Well, that's lethal is what this is. Please continue.
Yes, and it says here, at the Press Democrat, who is a perpetrator, by the way, in these crimes and managed by the controllers, they say, at this paper and our affiliate publications, we have been working diligently to prepare for the impact of shutdown and want to let you know what you can expect from us. In the event of a power outage or other emergency, our priority is to keep you informed. To achieve this, we have created comparative lists of things you can do prior and during and after an outage, and you can find this on our website. So I want to tell you, I attended such a meeting last week. Fire is now a big business, and I am most sad to say that our fire captain and our fire chief are now part of the political big business of fire.
Oh, boy.
They have hired a consultant from Southern California and are spending $200,000 on writing a report that will show the ways the winds will blow, the various types of expectation with flame heights. All of this sounds very good, with one exception. The controlling of the weather is never mentioned. How this is all happening is never mentioned. We are being massively lied to. We are being burned out of our homes. And I see traumatized people at these meetings who only 2 years ago, in October of 2017, lost everything.
Right.
And these consultants waltz up here with these fire plans to tell us what to expect. And yet, the fire captain and the fire chief, who said this was a public meeting, and they wanted input from the public, would not hear or respond to any logical public request.
Wow.
Except that there were infiltrators at this meeting. And one of the things that was discussed was how people will inappropriately use backup generators. And people that
inappropriately.
Are not,
what do you mean by inappropriate? If your power
they'll start fires because they don't know how to use generators. They'll put fuel in them. It'll be a panic situation, and they'll add to the problem, Dr. Bill.
I don't.
So the
see
firefighters,
that.
Rather
they're automatically
than offering,
assuming that anybody that's smart enough to buy a generator isn't going to know how to turn it on or have an automatic switch like mine will turn on in 4 seconds without me going near it.
Well, so, they're not offering a program where they would teach people how to help defend their homes, because now the defense we have for our homes is no defense at all. It's called evacuation only.
Right, of course.
And
it
so
is.
I want to now, Dr. Bill, I now want to say this.
Right.
Listen to this. This just was publicized. Fires PG&E, our utility, has failed to do the work and has falsified tree removing reports. The firefighters, the fire starters are in charge of fire protection programs. And worse
right.
yet, piles of cut tree debris is being left on properties. This is an ignition source for
wow.
more fires. And I can tell you, we're going around the county now taking photographs of ignition sources that are being intentionally left behind by PG&E, Rothschild LLC and company to start the fires that will ramp up this season. The title of this article for all of you to see, I'm posting it on Stop the Crime. It's not there yet, but it's called PG&E Failed to Trim Numerous Trees Near Power Lines in Work to Reduce Fire Risk, report says. Now, it's very, very important to understand PG&E is on criminal probation. They violated their criminal probation. Rothschild is now positioning themselves in their criminally responsive court with the justices that respond to their demands to have all of the ratepayers pay for all of the consequences of the death, destruction, and loss of housing. This is nationwide. All of our utilities are run by Rothschild LLC and agencies thereof.
Right.
So I've said this many, many times, but understand we are being intentionally eliminated. I now want to talk about another program. We have a fire safe program called Ready, Set, Go. And they say this is your personal wildland fire action guide. And it is a publication that was made possible through a grant from Pacific Gas and Electric. PG&E is managing the programs, all
wow.
of them. So I want to say we're in for a hellacious fire season here in California. We need your prayers, everyone that is listening. We are being set intentionally on fire as part of the Wildlands Project. Now, I want to move into another meeting I attended last week as well. Again, these are things for all of you everywhere, no matter where you're listening, even if you're out of the country. This is a worldwide land grab. And this is posted or will be posted on stopthecrime.net. It's entitled, again, Go to Email Blastouts. But here's my report. A land grab near Bohemian Grove in California.
Right.
It's a bid to clean up the Russian River, and the water regulators are adopting a strict plans for Sonoma County septic tank systems. Now, I want to read and let you all know. The Clean Water Act, the Clean Water Adopted Policy is nothing more than a land grab in disguise. Because when I read some of the reports such as this, it says surface waters toxic testing programs. The reports, the program started in 1990, and most of the recent programs have been initiated by our state water boards. This is everywhere, all states, all water boards. The goal of these water programs is to evaluate the extent and magnitude and the nature and sources of toxicity in surface waters, and the emphasis is on waters where toxicity is associated, they say, with unregulated discharges, such as runoff from agricultural lands, mining, and urban rural lands. Now, what I discovered...
You mean like a septic field in an urban... somebody has a septic field on their property or their farm?
Well, more than that. Any runoff at all.
Yeah, you mean in other words, pesticides or anything?
Manure, anything. And when
so they're trying to use
it
as an excuse to actually shut people down that are in the rural area, what you're
yes,
saying.
And we're going to talk about the plan that was just adopted and how they will be shutting down over 10,000 property owners soon here. Wow. Now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Deborah, lots more to talk about.
Absolutely,
continue.
Dr. Bill. And prior to the break, we were talking about septic systems. And it's going to go beyond septic systems. Remember, this is the Wildlands Project. And I'm just going to reflect on the goals of the Wildlands Project because we have a map on stopthecrime.net, and you can type in the search bar, a Wildlands Project map. And it is showing a map of the United States. Where human access is denied. And this is mandated by the United Nations, by the Biodiversity Treaty that is requiring forced transformation and relocations of all Americans and all cities to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. And we've talked about this many times on the show, Dr. Bill, and we're seeing all types of mechanisms now being engaged, certainly not allowing insurance coverage on homes in areas where there's flooding or fires or other types of events. Certainly now we're seeing it along the coastlines where intentional use of technology to create coastal shore erosion is now massively being increased. But the Wildlands Project shows the corridors where there's to be little if no human use. And when you look at this map, you should be startled. It is now coming into view. What we find now is very few locations where humans will be allowed. And even the Indian reservations are massively under attack. And we can see that with the most recent executive order by the current CEO of USA Inc. And I say that because back on January 8th of 2018, the executive order rolled out broadband, a.k.a. 5G, even through and onto Indian reservations. And
which is very bizarre because they're trying to take over Indian reserves, plus they're bypassing government. I mean, you don't hear statements by Trump saying that he's against this, even though he was against the Paris Climate Accord.
Well, I want to keep rolling on.
So in other words, it's proceeding anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to keep rolling on because I just want to refresh everyone's memory what the Wildland Project is doing. And we can see this happening now, and it's worth repeating. I know many of you may know this. But there is an 8-point platform of deep ecology, and I guess it can best be summarized as follows. All life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced. Western civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures, and they are. And all the believers have, they say, an obligation to try to implement all of these changes. Now, what we found very interesting, and I think everyone can see this for themselves, but when we were researching details about the Wildlands Project map and how human access is being intensified with denial into wildland areas, we also discovered that most of the U.S. roads and highway infrastructure will not be maintained. This was a number of years ago, and I think
we can see if you just drive around the country, right? Please continue.
That's right. So what we're seeing is massive lack of maintenance because they don't need roads, because we're not going to be allowed in and out of the confinement of our smart cities if we make it into smart cities, and most people will not. But I want to go on into
We keep talking about building them with the website Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L.com. There's no signs of any construction of smart cities going on, is there?
Yeah, what Dr. Bill is referring, for those of you who have not heard our prior radio show, which we do have up, called 5G, Human Extinction Event, where Dr. Bill and I talk about the Deagle.com website. It is a military website that talks about the planned reduction of populations worldwide. It has an interoperative map, and it will show you that by the year 2025, as I recall, the planned reduction of population in the United States was 84%. And as I best recall, it was around 73% reduction in the UK and about 50% reduction in Australia. That's my recollection. But I want to continue with this massive land grab with all properties on septic systems. And, of course, this will, and the intention is, to wipe out rural country properties, which in all of the climate action plans are deemed sprawl and unsustainable. And why I keep harping on the climate action plans is every city has one. And if people were to download these plans or look at these plans, you would see the intention and what is happening. It's massive, massive resource reduction. And I'm talking about the land that you live on, the water that you drink, and the food that you eat. That is why there was a most recent executive order on June 11th of 2019, again, by our CEO of USA Inc., talking about fast-tracking GMO foods, biofoods throughout the United States and worldwide because of food scarcity and climate change. Now, I want to say something interesting. Someone was talking to me about some hope that they still had with the current illusion of our controllers in high places, that because the United States has not signed on to the Paris Climate Accords, that we are somehow or another holding out in that denial. I want everyone to hear this loud and clear. Even though the United States did not sign on to the Paris Peace Agreement, all plans are fully activated and rolling forward that bring in the global Paris climate requirements in your city, everywhere, worldwide. Do not be psyopsed by this, because many people are confused. Because we didn't sign on, we must be okay. We're not agreeing that the climate, by changing the climate, we can change the climate by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. This is disinfo. We cannot, of course, change the climate by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. This is a worldwide economic disruptive reset on everything, and we are being pushed into an existence of 1750.
Well, who do you think's behind it, Deborah? I want to deviate just for 30 seconds. Do you think it's just global greed, or do you think it's something beyond that? Yes or no?
I think it's multiple things.
Okay.
That and more.
I'm going to discuss it in Hour 3, so I won't interrupt with you here, but I want to expand on this in Hour 3 with Josh Bernstein. And so please continue.
Well, yes, and because I look at the documents, Dr. Bill, and because I go to the meetings,
right,
I see these things unfold right in front of me.
Right.
And in the time that we have left on today's program, I cannot underscore enough that people understand what is happening. We must live outside of what is happening. We must disconnect from the control mechanisms as best possible. So whatever that looks like to you, anyone that is listening,
and by the way, not just in America and other countries, because this is different variations, but it's happening all over the world, isn't it? Please continue.
Yes, it is. This is a worldwide redirection of everything that we've ever known, and it is
right,
a massive depopulation.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about beyond water, and again, go to Stop the Crime. Please understand the water facts. We have flyers that you can download on our websites. Type in flyers. Everything on our website is open source. You can send it out. You can use it however you would like. And we've compiled this over many, many, many years. So, and documents. Now, Dr. Bill, I want to talk about something we've talked about before, but there is a program that is emerging now, and it is certainly causing a lot of people to question what's happening, and that program is the red flag laws. And it's under extreme risk protection orders by the United States and fully supported by all the controllers, the president on down. These are mental health laws to take away our guns, but it's actually more than that, and we're going to get into this. Here is the definition of the red flag law. The red flag laws empower the state to label someone as dangerous based solely on the recommendation of a friend, family member, or other acquaintance. The person being charged does not know they've been charged because they are absent from the court proceedings. Most often, they only find out after police arrive at their place of residence, sometimes with guns drawn, during the pre-dawn raids to confiscate their otherwise legally owned guns. Now, here's an insider comment. We're being told, of course, yes, the red flag laws have already passed in 17 states. Now, I'm going to pause here and add this. I would recommend that everybody watch the video report from Iron Mountain. You can watch it on stopthecrime.net. The intention is to take away the guns. It always has been. And here's what we're now being told by an insider. Because these laws have passed in 17 states in the United States already, the cabal top leaders have been told by the controllers that the U.S. government puppets, in other words, our fake legislators, etc., that they must get rid of guns in the USA and cleanse the internet of alternative media truthers by Christmas of 2019, or all the cutouts will have their videos of extreme child abuse and ball sacrifice released in stages. The higher-ups exposed last with the child cannibalism videos released in the EU press first and then driven in to the U.S. press.
Right.
We have to remember, we are the enemy. We have talked about this on many prior shows. We can
the thing is that people need to start, we'll discuss this in hour three, but people need to understand what's going on here, and this agenda is not decades away or years away or months away. It's happening right now, and it has been happening in some way or another for several centuries. It's something, it's not new, is it?
It's finally reaching its culmination right now. But, Dr. Bill, I like to talk about policies right now that everyone can refer to in their cities. And we don't have time to learn a lot of history on how this all came
about. Well, I'll discuss it in other hours.
But I want to mention that
you should listen to the other shows, though, because this is important to start prepping up on multiple levels spiritually as well and electromagnetically, because the final hack is to hack into our consciousness through 5G network.
Yes,
and that's to get in the temple of our soul or mind. And so when we see people, they think it's almost like there's a quote in the scripture that talks about they escape the lion to be attacked by the bear, they escape the bear to go home to their cabin, and then a snake bit them in their own cabin. This is something that people need to become aware of, because you're not going to hear the truth about this in other shows or other networks. They're always going to play around the edges or give a conspiracy theory. And what's good about what you do is you give documents. I try to connect the dots in other shows of both the real global experience of what's going on and the real players and actors in this and how to prep up for it. So please continue.
Right. And according to the red flag laws, we need to understand that we are civilians. All of us are the enemy. We are the terrorists. And you can read Senate Report 93549, which explains that we are the enemy. And that is pretty obvious. We're being poisoned off this planet. We are being poisoned to death. So it's also important to understand that these red flag laws are predictive policing. It's thought control, it's automated judgments, issuing of threat scores targeting people of interest to keep us safe and protect us.
Right.
And we've talked about Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R Technologies,
right,
which is planned predictive policing, which has already been launched in many U.S. cities already. And after the break, we'll go into that a little bit.
Yeah, that's like our movies to talk about predictive policing, right?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. I remember when I lost my mind. And welcome back. Deborah, please continue.
Yes, we're talking about the red flag laws, and it's interesting because I've been reading back and forth on the internet lately of people saying, oh, this is a breaching our amendments. We have no constitutional rights anymore. I think that should be pretty obvious. I would say the most important, you asked me recently, Dr. Bill, on a prior show, what I thought one of the most important things was for people to do and what they need to do to prepare. And I told you, and I firmly believe this, that everyone must understand we do not have a government for us. And I'm now going to refer to an executive order that was signed by Barack Obama back on July 1st of 2016. And you can look this up for yourselves. The United Nations allowed to use force on U.S. citizens on American soil. So it talks about how there is pre- and post-strike measures to address civilian casualties in U.S. operations involving the use of force on American soil. So when we look at the red flag laws and how a neighbor can report on someone if they're saying something that could potentially be dangerous, then they can be reported on anonymously and then be set on at night and have their homes invaded and their properties confiscated. Now let's talk about Palantir. Most important to understand that there's a photograph that emerged back, I have this printed out on March of 2018, and it is a photograph of Donald Trump placing his hands on a crystal ball while visiting Saudi Arabia. And this ties into the New World Order control system and how predictive programming and Palantir technologies will control everything.
And the Palantir is an object. It's a symbol of the beast that's in the book of Revelation. Please continue.
Well, I want to talk about what it is from the standpoint of what it will do and is doing now in your communities, because it's already implemented in our communities. And it is the CIA data mining of our tweets and Instagrams, etc. And the CIA is investing billions of dollars in firms that mine all of our information. And recently we found out that the Rockefeller Foundation that was supporting resilient cities has now withdrawn their funding of resilient cities in our communities, and they're redirecting their funding to big data collection.
Really?
Because they know, as many of us now realize, that we are nothing more than data. And
yeah,
we will be
the Internet of Things, and we're part of the things in that Internet of Things. Please continue.
That's right. So back in March of 2018, Dr. Bill, you and I spoke about this often. I'm bringing this back to the discussion because now this ties into the red flag laws.
Right.
And Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L-S, Palantir, won $876 million U.S. Army contract for battlefield software. We are all on a battlefield here in the United States,
right,
and our friends and neighbors everywhere else. We are being picked off. We're being picked off by poisonous drugs and medicines, by overhead aerial spraying, by the toxic water and food, the vaccinations. It is an endless...
Toxic insurance. You're one of the ones, the best whistleblowers on this, that insurance carriers and so on. For example, my next-door neighbor, when he tried to insure after he moved to his home last year, couldn't insure his house until he found out from us that Great West Life still has insurance. But all the other insurance providers, just because they had fires like 5-6 miles away, have called us a fire zone. We're not a fire zone at all.
Well, Dr. Bill, this is happening throughout the entire country.
Oh, yeah.
And there are communities that are completely unable now to get any insurance at all. And it's leaving people unable to market or sell their homes,
right,
because buyers can't.
Two neighbors, the same situation.
Insurance.
The two neighbors next door, one's a realtor broker. The other one is a Korean gentleman, owns a factory making furniture in Korea, so he's wealthy. And neither one has been able to sell their home now, and it's many months, because of the insurance issue. And it doesn't make sense at all. You got to understand, this agenda is not a future one. It's now. They're doing all this crap now.
This is now.
What's really going on.
And that's the urgency of my reporting, so that people can see the documents right now.
Right.
And I want to talk about Palantir more, because we learned back in 2018 that New Orleans was already under the Palantir regime
right,
of control. And they took over right after the hurricane. And that is very, very interesting, how they worked that in to the Resilient Cities Centennial Challenge and the Rockefeller Foundation. And New Orleans was among the first 33, interesting number, city to of the Rockefeller's Resilient Cities Centennial Challenge. But it's important to understand that Rockefeller Foundation President Judith Rodin said that New Orleans is now part of a global network of urban areas focused on building resilience to share best practices and lead by example for cities throughout the world. Her foundation has contributed over $100 million to the global effort so far. Now, remember, I just told you they're no longer funding the resilient aspect. They're now turning all their funding into big data. But back then, we were told that as part of the Resilient Cities Network, New Orleans would get help for staffing. And right. I want to underscore, staffers are in control of all levels of government agencies. You think your elected officials are. They are not. Read and watch the video YouTube called The Swamp. The Swamp. Type it in. Watch it. You will see some newly elected congressmen go to their respective departments in Washington, D.C., and you will find what they learned about how they are told how to vote. And if right. they don't, they are targeted. So understand the level of targeting now of individuals. It goes beyond the terror and trauma of the use of directed energy weapons that we talk often about, and how millions and millions of people worldwide are suffering.
But
from
by the way, I've got a solution for you for that. Now, I just managed to work it over the weekend. I've upgraded my epigenetic frequency antenna system that can broadcast for many miles a resonant field effect for both minerals, amino acids, and also blocking electromagnetic pollution and the epigenetic effects of 5G, smart meters, etc. I have a technology now. You can get this little broadcast system under epigenetics. It's $1,350, plus you get the epigenetic frequencies on consultation, which you need to do as well. But this can actually send out frequencies that can block the electromagnetic pollution. And the main thing is not just getting Stetsrizers for your home to block low frequency, which we can, or using a blocking fabric. You actually have to generate the frequencies to counteract the toxic frequencies they're sending, which, by the way, eventually they want to hack into your biology as well as your cortex and your thoughts.
Well, they already have hacked into our biology.
And I know that, but I'm saying that I can unhack it now. I know how to unhack it. And the broadcaster is quite a distance now, too.
People will understand, the targeted individuals are already being targeted with being hacked into their thoughts, and so is the majority of the global populations. We're under massive mind control. So what you're saying right now is critical to everyone that's listening, and I have a question for you, Dr. Bill.
Sure.
Certainly we can come up with technologies to defend ourselves, but that does not, I don't believe, allow us to continue to use the very wireless devices that are created as a weapons system. That would mean that we all need to disconnect as best we can from all wireless technologies. Because what we've also found out, Dr. Bill, is with the increased frequencies and electromagnification of the environment, we're actually feeding the fires that they set.
Let me lay this out for you for just a minute. You're familiar with Gwen Towers, right? They've been up there for 50, 60 years. We have electricity itself. A lot of the electric pollution is just carried on the backbone of electrical power coming into your home. Even if you're tied to solar here in California, you have to be connected to the power grid or you cannot even have solar. Do you know that? And then we have, of course, 5G network, which is not going to just be something you can shut off. They're putting 20,000 satellites with six companies in the next 2 or 3 years in low Earth orbit. And it's part of the expansion of what's called the Iridium Satellite Project, which I talked about 20 years ago, to the Prophecy Club. My technology actually overrides that. You cannot defend it because they're going to have 5G everywhere. In Japan, they're putting them in the roadways. Here in America, like in Sacramento and Los Angeles and many other cities very soon.
It doesn't matter
if you disconnect. They're going to force connect you. You have to actually have a defensive strategy against the by inserting the good frequencies into your body to override the bad ones they're sending you. So what I'm trying to say is I have the technology now to do that.
Well, I will tell you, Dr. Bill, I'm going to want to get all this information for everyone that's listening, and I will.
Right.
And I will post that on stopthecrime.net under our solutions tab.
Right. It's called the epigenetic frequency antenna system. And I found a way of broadcasting, which you can have a 20-watt broadcaster can generate for many miles, not just yards. And it can generate a resonant field that can actually counteract the destructive field and the harmonic radiation. So remember, it's all information. What they're broadcasting is information to your DNA and to your cortex and to your cells in your body. Okay, because your body is run as a frequency hologram. And we have to understand that what they're trying to do is they actually want to hack into our temple, our naos, as we talked about last Thursday with Pastor Gallups. And what you're highlighting here is this is not a future thing. Trump, this is now. And by the way, Trump is actually pushing this even further. He's got GMO foods, recycled toxic water, but the worst of all is the 5G network, which Mick Mulvaney, I saw him in a video doing a dance over it. He said, I don't know if it's dangerous. And he's already danced in the White House about the fact that he doesn't know if it's dangerous or not. I'm thinking, this is the final layer of the Mark of the Beast. This is the invasion of our temple. This
Absolutely.
Is setting up a cyber god inside our minds, literally, in our DNA.
Right. Now, what you've just said about frequencies and how we can fend off and continue to survive, I need to know. That would not mean that we still use wireless. And we have wireless.
Well, it doesn't matter if you use it. We can block it. You see, I've learned how to have a blocking technology. I have that now.
But what I'm asking is
so that we can't stop wireless because even if
you don't have
a cell phone,
I'm asking
and you're
because we want wireless appliances in our homes, wireless faucets. We're to resist all of that.
Let me explain. All the appliances have a chip in them by law. And that, by the way, is all these presidents, including Trump. Have a chip to communicate with a smart grid. If you don't have a smart meter on your home, they have nothing to communicate to. The fact is that you have to counteract it because what's going on right now, you also need the nutraceuticals because what these frequencies are doing are blocking minerals primarily so it turns off your DNA. They're trying to destroy our biology. They want people to get dumber, sterile, and disturb their sexual orientation.
And
they're doing well, and they're actually succeeding.
It has a lot to do with dietary consumption as well.
The dietary consumption is obscene.
Food.
I mean, you can get bread in France and not have a bowel reaction. You eat bread in America and you get bloody diarrhea. You eat the food here like aspartame, Splenda, and Aventame. Right, exactly. So people need to understand, for example, our high fructose corn syrup is actually mercury alkali extraction. All the companies in America use mercury. So everybody that's drinking high fructose corn syrup is getting mercury poisoning, which blocks also all the minerals in the periodic table of elements below it. Including zinc metalloenzymes.
Well, I want to add that all of the firefighters that were fighting in the fires here over in the recent years have high levels of mercury in their blood.
I know how to detox them.
The fire zones.
Keeler Max, Ultra Zeolite, and Harmonic Radiation Technology and specific frequencies to detox the body, along with infrared sauna and things like our hyperbaric oxygen and our whole body electromagnetic field generator.
So, Dr. Bill, I need to be posting this on stopthecrime.net on our resource video channel. I will. I'll look forward to getting that information. Everybody, please keep listening to stopthecrime.net, to our radio broadcast, to Dr. Bill Beagle, the Nutramedical Report, and keep listening. We're all in this together, and we're all going to have to stand together more than ever. Those of
right
us that
now,
understand
now
what's happening.
The new order of the world is at now. It's not a new world order in the future. It's now. Thank you. Amazing show, as always. Deborah, back in a moment with Josh Bernstein. You don't want to miss it.
To do your shopping at the last mall.